Thank you, guys. Good morning. How's everybody this morning? God is good, isn't he? He is good. And he loves you. You know, if you know someone is good and they love you, that'll take you a long ways, won't it? I mean, it'd be one thing if he's just good or if he just loved you. You know, somebody that's bad and they loved you, well, that, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. But if he's good and he loves you, then you know what's coming. Amen. I know ever since I've become a father, I've got a greater revelation of God's love for me. You know, I had a wonderful dad growing up and never questioned his love and so thankful for mom and dad and the things they put into us over the years. But, and you know, people would always say, well, you just can't understand loving something until you have your own children. And you're like, yeah, whatever. But once you do, you know, it's totally different. And, you know, my little ones, they know their daddy loves them, you know, and they don't have any qualms about just busting up whatever I'm doing, right in the middle of it, crawling up in my lap, getting a bite of whatever I'm eating or taking a drink. I mean, if it's mine, it's theirs. I mean, you know, and so that's the way our Heavenly Father is, and so much more. Amen. And so, he loves you. I love you. I'm expecting good things this morning. I believe the Lord's going to speak to us because he's faithful. And he's always leading and guiding us and showing us what we need and what we need to hear and leading and guiding us. And so I just believe he's going to continue to do that this morning. So let's just pray real quick and we'll come together in agreement. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your word this morning. We know that it is life and truth to our bodies and health to all our flesh. And so, Father God, we just expect that this morning. We expect as your word comes forth that it's bringing life and health to our bodies. Every organ, every muscle, every tendon, every tissue, Father God, every little proton and electron, neutron, whatever it is that needs to be repaired or rejuvenated or fixed or quicken this morning, we believe it's going to happen because of you, Father God, and because of your word, and that's what your word says. So we're expecting it. We believe it. You are good, and we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is healing class, amen. So we're going to talk about healing and faith for healing. And so honored to be here. I know Trisha and I, we're so thankful to be a part of Faith Life Church and have the Moores as our pastors and our leaders, Brother Jody and Brother Dave, all of them that's over us. And we're just so thankful that he moved us here from Florida and just hooked us up. And man, we wouldn't trade it for anything. And so we're just thankful for it. And when Brother Jody called me the other day and asked me to minister, and totally honored, I'm usually sitting back there looking at the back of your head, so I like this angle a little better. Y'all look a little better from this. But so I immediately started checking my heart. Well, Lord, what do you want me to minister on? And you have a word for them. In and of myself, I can't do anything for you. I can give you the word, but that's it, and that's all we need. And so almost immediately, sometime within that day, this came to me, and he said, I want you to instruct them in this. So for this week, the next few days I'm going to be with you, I felt like he wanted me to say, forget about yourself. Forget about what you're believing God for. And now we're not saying that you're not going to get what you're believing for, but let's put your faith, the faith that you have, and each one of us, I believe, have an amount of faith. So I want you to put it towards someone else. We're going to sow our faith this week. The next few days, we're going to sow it. Because the Bible tells us, and we'll look at some of these scriptures, that faith is a grain, as a seed, a grain of mustard seed. And so let's just, and even when you're not here this week, let's if you got pain in your body or you can't do something and you want to think about it or think about the last report the doctor gave you and whatever the case may be, how long you've been this way or not been this way, immediately flip that over and say, Lord, I thank you for so-and-so, and I thank you that they're receiving everything that you have for them this week. Amen. Today, tomorrow, in the days to come. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm like anybody else. I'm believing for things, and Trish and I, we're believing for things, but we're hooking up with y'all this week. So I believe every one of you is going to receive what you need this week, and so we'll do that. Amen. Does that sound agreeable to everybody? Glory to God. Well, we'll get started, and we're going to talk about faith. When the Lord started dealing with me about it, it was kind of daunting in itself for me to minister faith at Faith Life Church. And, you know, so many of y'all have been here and been in the services and Brother Moore and the different ones that ministered. And Lord, what else can I say, you know? But that's what we're going to do. That's what he said, so that's what we'll do. And he's faithful. So if you would turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. What is faith? If you're taking notes and you want a title, we're going to call this Now Faith Is. Now Faith Is. And I got that title about, I was going to bed last night. I had no idea that was going to be the title. And I knew what direction I was going, and the title that I had just didn't seem to be working, but I'm like, well, okay, what? And I turned the light off, and those words just jumped up in me. That's what it is. Now faith is. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, in the King James, it says, Now faith is. Imagine that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm sure most of us can quote that backwards, forwards, and take words out and still quote it or whatever. I mean, we've heard that. We're a faith bunch. But now faith is. And that just ministered to me. And so we're going to get some more out of it. The Amplified says, and yes, I do have handwritten notes. I think I'm the only person that still uses handwritten notes. I'm coming up technically. Trish, well, I was on the couch looking at it, and she looked at me this morning, and she kind of laughed. She goes, it's been a long time since I've seen anybody using handwritten notes. I said, well, yeah, me too. But anyway, we're coming up. We're going to get there. I still use the big concordance, too. You know, a lot of people look it up on the computer, and I do use the computer some. But anyway, the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deeds of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. But in both of those it says, now faith is. And I believe each and every one of us in here have faith. So many times we can get caught up in, I've got to get more faith. I've got to get the newest series on faith. I've got to get the newest book on faith. And all this is well and good. And it strengthens our faith. It builds our faith. But to think that we're just waiting on faith to come, so we're just waiting. So we listen to another message. Well, faith's coming. So we'll wait. And we have faith is coming. Well, when is it going to be here? I believe it's here. I believe it's on the inside of each and every one of us. I believe there's enough faith in this room to totally eradicate everything in Branson that needs to be gotten rid of. I mean, we have faith. We're taught faith on a daily basis. And most of us don't wait until Sunday or Friday night to hear another faith message. I mean, there's CDs, there's DVDs, there's books, and I know this bunch. I mean, you can walk through the parking lot a lot of times, and somebody will have the window down, and Keith Moore will be over here, and he'll be over there, and Brother Copeland's over here. I mean, so we're getting faith. And the Word says, when you hear faith, faith comes. So I believe you have faith. So we're not, well, I want to change our focus a little bit on, we're not waiting on faith to come. We have faith. We need to do something with the faith that we have. And I believe every one of you, I believe you've got the faith on the inside of you right now to take care of any situation that's coming against you. It's not too big for you. It's not definitely not too big for God. And I don't believe it's too big for the faith that you have. We may need to work on it a little bit. You know, I heard this example one time, and it really stuck with me. If you think of faith as muscles, as a muscle or muscles, like my 2-year-old daughter, we have the same muscles. Once we're born, we have muscles. We have all the muscles that we need to carry us until 120. We have those muscles. So we don't need to get more muscles, but we do need to develop the muscles that we have. How do we do that? We work them. We work them out. You know, if you're chosen to go to the Olympics, you don't train a week before and go, you know, and think you're going to come home with a medal. Come on. I mean, you know, you what do? Over the years, they train for years. Years and years. And so many times we have Christians in the past, we wait until a situation comes. And then we're going to jump out there. And sadly enough, and God's mercy and His grace helps us and gets us through. But a lot of times the devil put one on us because we haven't developed. And a lot of people, well, I'll go get that new series. Thank God for the new series. But I'll go get that new series and my faith will come. It'll be strengthened, but you've got to exercise. You've got to do something with the faith that you have. And I almost feel like I'm speaking to the choir because I know a lot of you are, but this is the direction we're going, and I believe it's of the Lord. But I mean, just the you getting up and coming to healing class this morning, that's faith. You came expecting, you came knowing that you're, I mean, if you really didn't believe you was going to hear from the Lord, if you didn't believe that it was going to benefit you to come, you wouldn't be here this morning. You'd have stayed home. Watch CNN or Fox or whatever. I mean, wow, that wouldn't bring anything. But really, I mean, we have faith. And so we are, there's different things that we do each day that we're operating in faith. But we don't see that. Well, no, we've got to get something else so faith will come. No, faith is here. Now, faith is. Faith is right now. Amen? And faith is real. A lot of times because we can't see it with our eyes, as far as faith, you can write the word out and see it, but you can't. You can see faith on someone. You can see when someone's operating in faith, because we see in Scripture where it says Jesus saw their faith or perceived that they had faith. And so that part of it you can, but you can't actually, faith isn't a physical thing, but it's just as real or more real. Amen? Amen. Let's look at, we're right here. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Through faith. So faith and what God said is what this earth is built on. So it's actually more real or more sure than the earth that we stand on. Because that is what it was built upon. Amen? It was the words that God spoke and He believed them. So it is more sure than the ground that we stand on. It's more dependable than the sun that comes up every morning in the east. Amen? I mean, it is more sure, but because we haven't seen it and the way we're raised and the culture and of course it's stems from the God of this world. Everything is so sense oriented. What we see, what we feel. Oh, I mean, commercials. It's just with colors and I mean, you can see commercials and you can taste it sometimes. You're like, oh man. And well, but it's real. And so over the years we've been taught and trained, if you would, by the world and the world system to be so in contact with our five senses. Amen. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 real quick. Well, you don't have to go real quick, but we'll start with verse 4. Now faith is. Glory to God. Romans 8:4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, that's not where we want to be. But we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. What Spirit is that? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of faith. Amen. So we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. I mean, even if you didn't have faith, just say, I believe all of us do, but just say you didn't have faith. Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Do you think he left home without his faith? No. He's on the inside. And he's not lacking in faith. I mean, dear me, it's the Spirit of God. Amen. So he'll hook up with you. He'll help you. Glory to God. I have the Spirit of faith on the inside of me. How about you? But the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, that's the same Spirit that's in you. Glory to God. So I guess if it raised Jesus from the dead, it can raise up whatever needs to be raised up in your body. Amen. It can quicken what needs to be quickened. And that's the faith that you have. I mean, because that's where faith comes from. Amen. I mean, our faith is a seed of his faith planted on the inside of each and every one of us. Amen. So it's the same faith. So you have the faith of Christ. It raised him up. It'll raise you up. Glory to God. Shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, if we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But what I wanted to kind of go back here, for to be carnally minded. The same word flesh and carnally, if you look at it in the, and I'm not a Greek scholar, but I do use the concordance some, but it's the same word in the Greek. It comes from the same root word. And it's basically to do with the five senses. So we, you know, in times past we've read that, well, to be carnally minded. Well, I'm not carnally minded. You know, I don't always think what I should think, but I'm not, you know, carnal. That's bad. I mean, that's real bad. I don't think carnally. Do you now? But that, so if we look at it, what that really means, carnally, you know, and that's where we have to be careful at times, because not only from the original to when it was translated, but then from the time that it was translated to how we use words now and what they mean to us is totally different than what they meant to the guys that translated this. And I'm not definitely not saying this is not accurate, but we can go a little deeper and find some hidden things there. Amen. And so to be carnally minded, we can separate or substitute that and say to be sense minded. Are mindful of the five senses. So let's see if we can read some of that. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the five senses. Or mindful of the five senses. And he gave us the senses for a reason, don't get me wrong. But we're not to be led by our senses. Amen. They're not to dictate what's truth and what's not truth. Amen. Truth comes from God. So there's things that are factual, that may be an accurate fact. Don't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's the truth. Amen. The truth only comes from one source. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So anything that is adverse to what truth says, it may be a fact. Facts change. It's temporal. We see it. It's temporal. Amen. The things that we don't see, there's the one that stays, that's sure. And so, for to be carnally minded or sense minded is death. Wow. Not just carnally minded, but sense minded. So if we're ever mindful of what our senses say, because we live in a death filled world. So, you can't help but see death. You can't help but feel death or sickness or disease. That's the world that it's a felony. It's cursed. Amen. It's dying. Everything on it's dying. Amen. We're going to live forever. Glory to God. And greater is the spirit that's in us than that spirit out there. Amen. We're going to live forever. But so if we're constantly dictated by what we see, what we hear, other than the Word of God, what we feel, what we smell, if we're constantly dictated by that and letting that lead us and make our decisions for us or saying what's true and not true, what's it say? Where's that leading us? Leads to death. Glory to God. But that's not us. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Well, that'll get you a long ways. Life and peace. The Spirit on the inside of you always brings life and it always brings peace. Because, we all know you pay attention to this flesh too much and you're not at peace. You're not at peace at all. You know, and that's, over the years, I've not only studied the Word and faith, but I study people that I believe and have seen and proven out that they're people of great faith. You're just watching them, not on them daily basis. But one thing that just real blatant to me one day, and I've seen it a couple of different times. Brother Moore, I consider Brother Moore a man of great faith, and I don't know. And anyway, I've watched him in services. When someone else is speaking, and he sits in his chair, and he don't move. He rarely moves. He's totally focused on what that speaker's saying, because that speaker's bringing the Word of God, and he's listening to his spirit. But now you look at me sometimes, and I'm fidgeting, I'm crossing my legs, I'm stretching. You know, well, there's a difference. There's a reason. It's the level of faith. I know one time I was in a meeting. Well, Brother Copeland was here, and it was last year, week of increase, and we happened to be sitting on the front row. Well, he was just sitting right down from us, and I observed him that night. It was him and Brother Moore and the Word, and I literally believe the roof could have fell in behind him. He was. Why is that? Well, he's more attuned to what the Spirit is saying. He just kind of shuts down the flesh. That ministered to me. It corrected me. Now to say, in doing that, and probably tomorrow, the way this message started really was totally different. It was going to be the characteristics of faith, and we may get into that. But a lot of times we'll see people of faith, and that we look up to, and of course we have many examples here in the Bible. And we'll see them, and we'll see something that they do. And so we'll try to mimic that to show that we have faith. Well, no, that comes from faith. Amen. You don't need to prove that you have faith. Faith in and of itself is real enough. Amen. And so we don't want false faith. We don't want to just mimic someone of great faith just so it looks like we have faith. We want the real thing. Amen. Amen. And so that just ministered to me so much, just that And you think about, I mean, I can't even picture Brother Moore getting flustered and upset about something. You know, I mean, it's, and you know, I know he's ministering when we see him and he's under the anointing, but still, that comes from being more attuned to the Spirit of God and just telling your flesh to shut up and sit down. I mean, well, sometimes that's what we need to do. And it's, you know, we've all had things come against us physically and symptoms and challenges. And it's easier said than done. I know that. But that's the reality of it. Amen. And of course, the Lord will help you. He graces you. He strengthens. He'll show you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. But and we're all coming up, and we're increasing. Our faith is being and strengthened and coming up and increasing. But it just blessed me. And so, anyway, just thought I'd share that. But that comes from just not being so in tune with your flesh. I don't know how other way to say it, but just not being so in tune to this. You know, oh, it's cold in here. It's hot in here. These chairs, I wish I'd got a different chair. This chair's too narrow. This chair's too wide. Or the Kleenexes, they're too rough. I wish they'd get some with the oil on them, you know, puffs. You know, what is that? I mean, that's just, and it's flesh. But what it is it's the devil's subtle in that it's a distraction. Getting you off what the word that's coming forth is saying. What the Spirit of God on the inside of you is saying. Amen? Glory to God. I'm coming up this morning. Glory to God. Lord's helping me. Let's see. Where do we want to go? Who has faith? Let's just look at that. I believe that everybody is on board with that. But I think we should just, we're going to look at a few scriptures. Because if it's in the Word, then we know. Amen? And it'll strengthen our faith in that area. So, who has faith? You do. Romans 12:3. Let's look at Romans 12:3. Before we go there, let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Talking about considering. This is. Oh, hang on. Hold on a second. No, sorry. Romans chapter 4. My two, I guess. Somebody asked me one time, what's your favorite book in the Bible? I don't know. I think Romans and Hebrews, they're about neck and neck, I think. I mean, I like all of it. Don't get me wrong, but. If you look in my Bible, they're marked up the most, I think. Anyway, so we're in Romans chapter 4. Let's start at, we'll start in verse 16. Talking about Father Abraham, amen? He's our father in the faith, isn't he? Y'all remember that song, Father Abraham? Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, that's us. Everybody say, that's me. Strong in faith. Giving glory to God. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. But in verse 19, it says he wasn't weak in his faith, not considering his own body. He was nearing 100. Sarah, close behind him. Amen. And she couldn't have a baby when she was younger. Now much less. I mean, well, that's some very real facts to consider. Amen. You may be looking at something that's been this way for years. Doctors said, well, that ain't never going to happen. You're always going to be this way. I mean, you was born with it. It's your genetics. It was damaged beyond repair. Whatever. What's the Bible say? What's God say? He said you were healed. Amen. So what are we going to consider? And if we're always looking at this, at the flesh, or at the problem, the circumstance, you're not considering the Word. Right. Amen. Amen? We've got to consider this. And so we see that Abraham, he wasn't weak in faith because he considered not. I submit to you today that your faith will be strengthened just by not considering some things. You want to increase your faith? You want it to come up? What are you considering? Consider something different. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Romans 12. Right there close. Romans 12, 3. So we're looking at now who has faith. Because, you know, the devil, he will, he's always lying to you. Amen. I don't care what it is. He's going to tell you ain't got faith. Or, you may have a little faith, but you don't have faith in that area. Yeah. And, you do have a little faith in that area, but it's not enough. Not enough. That's right. I mean, he is a liar.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that we all are where we need to be as far as the strength of our faith. We can all come up. But the Lord's not just going to shut you down.
That's right.
He may minister to you, you need to come up in this area. You need to do this. Not so he can do something, but just because he knows how faith operates, how it works. He knows what's holding you. He sees the whole picture. He knows what's blocking, what's holding up, what's keeping you from seeing all the light you need to see. And so he may say, Ty, you need to tighten up over here. You're not quite there. Here's how. He'll give you a way out. Amen?
Amen.
He'll show you how to correct.
That's right.
The devil, he'll just shut you down. Of course, he's lying. I mean, that's all he does is lie. So, I mean, there's another way that you know you have faith. If the devil tells you you don't, he's lying. Well, you got faith. Amen? Glory to God. He's a liar. I tell you, I hope I have at least front row seats when they throw him in the lake of fire. I mean, I'll pay extra for it. Maybe they'll let me grease the slide or something. I don't know. You know, the more we go along here, he's a sorry cuss.
Amen.
And he's unscrupulous. I mean, he talks you into doing things you shouldn't do, and then whams you upside the head because you did. He's his time is short lived. He knows that. Hallelujah. Who has faith? We have faith. Romans 12, verse 3. You know, along those lines there, you know, the devil, he continually is against you. And like I said, if he says it, it's a lie. You know, so you may be going good. You may be in faith. Your strength may, man, we're full steam ahead. We got it. We're going. And you know, just because we don't see some things changing, that doesn't mean we don't know everything. And you can't see everything. You can't feel everything. I mean, even if you had some symptoms come against you, or you went to the doctor and you got a bad report, they said, well, this isn't working anymore. Well, I think as Brother Dave pointed out Sunday morning, well, if your kidney quits working, or liver, I can't remember the example. You don't know it that day. Well, so why should you know immediately that it's being strengthened and things are being changed? Amen. We just believe that they are, because the Word says that His Word This word brings life and health to our body. So over the years, I've just made that. I saw that years ago, and so I made that. Most times when I sit down to study the word or read the scripture, read our chapter every morning, I confess that it's bringing life and health to my body. I'm receiving the life and health in my body, in my cells, in my organs, and because that's what the word says. And Tricia can tell you, for years, I've walked in, by the grace of God, health. I mean, just, and yeah, I've had some things come against me, but I mean, I'm over it. You know, one afternoon, I take a nap, and I'm ready to go, you know. I mean, and it's the grace of God, and my parents put the word in us over the years. I know when we were younger, I think Mom and Dad got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I was 5, 6 years old, somewhere around in there. Well, they grabbed a hold of it, and if it was in the Word, if it was in the Bible, by golly, we're going to do it, you know. And they walked in all the light they had, but I remember, you know, growing up, number one, I didn't know how. Even to this day, I really don't know how to be sick. It's foreign to me, you know. Just because I feel bad or something, I'm not sick. I just, something needs correcting. I mean, you know, I just don't think that way. And I'm so thankful. But I know when we were little, I mean, I remember maybe a half a dozen days. I don't even know if that would be a stretch to say I stayed home from school because of being sick that many days. I would be surprised if it was. But I remember, basically, you got treated better at my house when you were well than if you know. You know, I mean, some people, they baby and what, you know. But, I mean, around our house, I mean, you didn't want to say you didn't feel good. I mean, Dad was famous for some kind of home remedy. He'd come up with something and make us choke it down. I mean, and it was... Oh, I mean, it was just, I remember going round and round a few times, some kind of concoction he'd come up with, and we'd drink it. And of course, he was putting the word on it, and no, the word says you're healed, suck it up, you know, or whatever. And, you know, you may get to lay around a little bit that morning, but he'd call in at lunchtime or come home for lunch. Well, if you wasn't up and around doing some chores, we'd adjust it. Well, you're well enough to listen to a tape. And so Kenneth Hagin would come on. We'd sit there with the Bible and listen to Kenneth Hagin. And I'm so thankful. You know, back then I wanted just a little petting, you know. I mean, you know, feel sorry for me a little bit, you know. And if you had a cut or a scrape or something like that, it was alcohol and peroxide. I mean, alcohol, peroxide, and the Word of God. I mean, take care of anything. I mean, we're good to go. I'm thankful I never had any broken bones, because it probably been alcohol and peroxide and the Word of God. I mean, and I don't know, but you know, and we joke about it now. I joke. If he was here, I'd be saying the same thing. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. You know, I remember at night going to bed. Mom would, when she'd tuck us in, she'd pray with us every night, and she had a list of scriptures that she prayed and quoted over us every night. I mean, we got to the point where we could quote them. I mean, we just, and I'm so thankful for that. I am so thankful for that, you know. Glory to God. But, you know, the devil, he'll tell you, no, you messed up. You were in faith, but you're not in faith now. You messed up. So, you know, you got to go to the end of the line. I do? Oh, yeah. Go to the end of it. And that's not the end. It goes around the corner. So, you know, and so he'll tell you that. And then you get to the end of the line, and they're like, well, no, you can't just get here. There's a drawing. You got to submit your name to even get in the line to, you know. And it's just, he's always putting something off until tomorrow. And Brother Morris told us several times, if he can keep you in tomorrow, tomorrow's, because when tomorrow gets here, there's still tomorrow. No, we have faith now. And so if you do get off, you get a little fleshy and pet your flesh a little bit and pay a little more attention to it, you don't have to go back and, Learn how to spell faith again. And then, we got to get this. And all these are good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not teaching this morning not to listen to the Word of God or not listen to faith series or healing. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying we have faith now.
Amen.
And you don't have to go to the end of the line. You ask the Lord to forgive you. Lord, what do I need to do to straighten it up? He'll tell you. You go.
Amen.
And you're right back where you don't have to go back to jail or go, or you can still collect your $200. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like the Word. God is so good to us. So, where are we at? Romans 12, verse 3. We're talking about who has faith. We're going to drive this home so we're not, any of us is not doubting today that we have faith. Verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Well, knowing God the way I know God and the way many of us do, I don't think he measured out just a little drop of faith when he gave it to us. Amen? We ain't going to give Ty very much. That's enough for him. There's your measure. Glory to God. No, he gave us enough that we need to take care of. Now, we need to use it. We need to exercise it. We need the strength. But we have it.
Amen?
Amen. Let's look at another one. As a believer, 2 Thessalonians, you don't have to turn here. Well, you can. Let's just go there. Once you're born again, you have faith. Because, I mean, that in and of itself, you can't be a believer if you don't believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the very fact that we became a believer, we became Christian, we have a measure of faith. We've been given measure of faith. Well, yes, Brother Ty, that's right, but that's faith to get saved. Okay? Saved from what?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
From hell? Yes. Well, he didn't come two different times to the earth. Once for salvation. Once for peace. Once for provision. Once for healing. Amen? How many times did he come?
One.
He died one time.
Yeah.
Got stripes on his back one time.
Praise God.
Well, you have faith to be saved. And you're not going to hell. Glory to God. I believe you have faith to be healed.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
We're coming up. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's being strengthened. But we have it right now.
Amen.
So, I don't want to hear y'all say ever again, I don't have faith for something. I'm going to get on to you if I do. You do have faith. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 2 said, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." And that's the wrong. Excuse me. Oh, it is good. It's chapter 3, verse 2. Excuse me. I was reading 3:3. "And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Well, so who doesn't have faith? Wicked and evil men. People that's not born again. They're wicked and evil. Amen? So that would, they don't have faith. So if you're not wicked and evil, if you are the righteousness of God, you have faith.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say, I have faith.
I have faith.
I have the faith of God.
I have
the faith that I need.
I have the faith that I need.
To get the job done.
The job done.
Amen. Lord is helping us. 1 John 5, verse 4. Who has faith?
I do.
Amen. We do. You do. "For whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Whose faith?
Our faith.
Glory to God. We've got faith to overcome the world, everything that's in the world, the God of this world. Amen. We have it right now.
Amen.
Amen. One more. Y'all take one more?
Yes.
James chapter 1. It's amazing. It never cease to amaze me. When you get in the scripture and start reading and how the Lord just opens it up and shows you things that you've read year after year and time again, and he shines a little light on it from this angle. And oh, wow, glory to God. James 1, verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of whose faith? Your faith worketh patience. Who has faith? We have faith. You know, and the other morning, well, I guess it was Sunday morning, I was getting ready for church, and when I minister or preparing to minister, it rolls in me. I mean, it just, for days, it'll just, as I'm preparing, and I in the past, I've always had some difficulty getting things on paper. It's in me. I know it's in me, and so, but anyway, it just, bottom line is it rolls on the inside of me. So I'm preaching it to myself, and I'm in it, and I see my, you know, and so I'm just going over it, and I just felt like the Spirit spoke to me and said, well, you know, just thinking about the whole aspect of faith, and it comes, and we have it, and of course we know Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And let's flip over there real quick. And I felt like he said, well, go look up what that cometh actually means. It's okay. That sounds good. This is going to be fixing to get light. You know, if the Lord tells me to do something, I'm going to get light. Amen. And so I knew the scripture, so I just went straight to the concordance. Got my concordance out and looked it out, and so I was going to go back and see what it said about it in the Greek. Well, if you've used the Strong Concordance, you look at it, the word's there, and it'll give you a piece of the scripture, and then look out to the side, and it'll give you the number that you turn to go back to. Well, it threw me for a loop, because when I looked over there, there was no number. It had it, but there's no number for it to go. And I'm like, well, I know, and it has the piece of scripture there. And I'm like, well, Lord, what? Well, so I went and got my Bible. I'm like, well, I'm missing something. Let's look at, and so turn to it, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But, and it, I'm sure it's same way in a lot of your Bibles, that word cometh is in italics. No. Okay. Well, I know what that means. That the translators took liberty to add that to make it clear. And that's perfectly okay. We're not taking away from the scripture. But let's read it without it. So then faith, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, and it sounds better. So then faith cometh. And it's a better understanding. But what really jumped out at me was, so then faith, by hearing, and hearing by the word. Faith is able to stand on its own. And when you hear the word of God, faith is there. It's there. It's not, because when we read that, we can get caught up, and of course the devil's right there to tell you, well, oh yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah, faith's coming. It'll be here probably tomorrow. It's coming. Yeah. You know? Yeah, glory to God. It's coming. Because he'll use scripture. Amen. So, and I'm not taking away from that. Our faith is strengthened, but because of that, how it's worded there, we can easily get caught up into, well, it's going to come. Well, it doesn't say it's going to come, but you see how he'll twist that a little bit? And you could probably have heard people quote it. Faith will come, or faith is coming by hearing. Well, it's there. When you hear, because, and Brother Moore's taught us this over the years, to say that I can't believe something is untrue. Amen. That's right. Amen. So it's a faith that, or to choosing, you choose to believe something. Yeah. Well, so if it comes, I mean, if you hear something, you have immediately the ability to believe it. Amen? Because you've heard it. It came. It's not coming. It came. Amen. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to create a new doctrine or anything like that. Brother Jody, you correct me, but do you? It's here. We have it. We are not waiting on faith to come. Faith is here. Faith is now. Glory to God. It's here. It's now. We have it. We've got to use it. Amen? So I looked it up in Young's literal translation because it's literally what it means, I guess, you know, Young's literal translation. And, of course, Brother Moore uses it, so, you know, hey, got to be good. Amen? I actually, my mom and dad has Young's literal translation. So it was several years ago. I got it, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to come up. I'm going to read the Young's literal translation. It's a little difficult to read sometimes. I don't know if you ever have. I'd encourage you to, but it's literal. Okay. And so, but anyway, so I looked it up. And here we go. So this is literally what it means. So then the faith is by a report, and the report through a saying of God. And that just, that quicken what the Lord was trying to get to me. It's get out of this faith is coming. Get out of this that my healing's coming. Power of God's on the inside of you right now.
That's right. Come on.
We're not waiting for God to special delivery us some faith. It's on the inside of us.
Amen.
We're not waiting on Him to send the power. The Spirit of God came. He's on the inside of you.
Amen.
Power's on the inside of you right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it's this, well, I don't feel like I'm very powerful. I don't feel the power of God. I don't have goosebumps. I'm not running. Okay? You're not. You're still there.
Right.
Amen? It's on the inside of you. Yes, we need to be excited about it. Yes, we need to come up and increase it. But do something with the faith that you have. Start using it. You know, we there again, we've been trained in this culture and the world that we live in that, well, I got this part. Now, there is some things that I need God on. You know, it's too big for me. But we like to keep Him over here in this box. I got this. I got it. You know, and it's like when you're working a full-time job, 9 to 5, glory to God for it. But you know what's coming in every week. Every week, it's coming in. And so if you don't watch it, it's easy to get, I got this. Because I know this is coming in, we got this going out, and this coming in, but this is going, we got this. But now if something else comes up, well, we'll believe God for that, but I got this. Well, and I understand that. But what's happening is we're not exercising our faith.
That's right.
Until a calamity comes on. Something comes up that we really, there's no hope for, and then we're scrambling. But that's why it's He tells us to walk by faith, to live by faith. So, you know, we get a headache or backache, whatever. Well, just go take a Tylenol. And there's nothing wrong with taking a Tylenol, Advil. But that's the norm. God, don't worry about this. I'll take me an Advil. It's gone. Well, okay, it's gone, but you haven't done anything with your faith. If you can't believe God for a headache, you haven't strengthened. You hadn't used that faith. No wonder people go all to pieces when they get a bad report and just fall apart. Well, because they haven't practiced. They don't even know that the faith is there because they hadn't been using it. I mean, if you don't use something for a while, you can. I mean, I work outside and so do lawn and different things. So, you know, through the winter months, you don't do as much. Well, come spring and summer, you're popping pretty good. Well, spring and summer, I know that it don't take me long. I realize there's some muscles I hadn't used in about 3 or 4 months. Amen. So it takes me several weeks, and then I'm good to go, you know. But it's because I haven't used them, haven't need to, you know. But faith is the same way. We've got the faith that we need. We need to do something with it. We need to strengthen it. Amen. Glory to God. He's helping us. I'm getting something out of it. Where are we at? Glory to God. Where do we go here, Lord? Hallelujah. Knowledge is not faith. Because you know something, because you can quote something, doesn't mean you're in faith. And we're big on confession, and we should be. But just because you can confess Scripture, because you know what Jesus did, doesn't mean you're in faith that you're, let me put it this way, that you're using your faith in that area. Yeah, and that's why we hear Brother Moore say over and over, if you're not excited about it, you're probably not in as much faith as you think you are. Because faith works. Faith works. This is not a game. It's not. Faith works. Faith brings results. Amen. And we're not, if you're in faith, you're not going to pieces every time you get a report that you don't like. It's okay. It's a fact. So facts change. It's not a deal. God's word hasn't changed. That is truth. Amen. Glory to God. And just because you overcame in an area 2 years ago, glory to God. And we can talk about that, but doesn't mean just because I bench pressed, I don't know, I don't even know what I bench pressed. Back in high school, 250 pounds, I don't know. I don't know that I could do it today. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I still have the same muscles. Probably not where they were when I was in high school. Trisha can tell you that. She reminds me. doesn't mean I'm over. Amen. It's all done. I can go to the gym. We can pump back up. Amen. Same way with our faith. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just get right back in there. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all can come on up. We're wrapping up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll pick back up here tomorrow, I believe. Glory to God. So, who has faith?
I do.
I have faith. Is your faith working?
Yes, sir.
Is it strengthening?
Yes.
Is it increasing?
Yes.
Glory to God, glory to God. I believe it is too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody just stand up and thank the Lord. You got something for us, Brother Josh?
Yes, sir.